Gerald Schwebel honored as Pathways Trade Ambassador at Laredo Country Club Ceremony. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Gerald Schwebel, Vice President of the Corporate International Division with the International Bank of Commerce in Laredo, was honored as the first-ever Pathways Trade Ambassador Award recipient in a celebration at the Laredo Country Club. The event was a momentous occasion, recognizing Schwebel's contributions to economic development and marking the 30th anniversary of the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, later renewed as the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. Reflecting on the evening, Schwebel expressed his gratitude and excitement. "Last night was a great night. I was honored to receive the first-ever award for economic development, titled, Trade Ambassador. It was extraordinary, and I had friends from all across North America present. We had the chance to reflect on the journey that brought us to this moment, celebrating the 30th anniversary of NAFTA's implementation." Schwebel, who has worked with IBC Bank since 1988, is no stranger to international trade and finance. His career has been deeply intertwined with developing trade policies and cross-border relations, particularly between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. His involvement in NAFTA and later USMCA has had a lasting impact on his hometown of Laredo and the border communities of Texas. Laredo played a vital role through the Laredo Development Foundation, as did many of the people there last night, Schwebel noted. "It was an excellent opportunity to reminisce and discuss our work back then and how far we've come today. A legacy of trade." Schwebel's experience with NAFTA dates back to the agreement's signing in 1992. He recalled witnessing the historic moment, after the signing of the Canada-United States Free Trade Agreement in 1988, the administrations of U.S. President George H.W. Bush, Mexican President Carlos Salinas de Gortari, and Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney came together to negotiate what eventually became NAFTA. The agreement was signed in 1992 by Canada, Mexico, and the United States, and it officially went into effect on January 1, 1994, establishing a free trade zone in North America. Schwebel was also part of a San Antonio delegation in 1992, during which discussions were held to invite President Salinas of Mexico to the city. Judge Wolf mentioned how San Antonio and Mexico share close ties, Schwebel recalled. Salinas responded by saying we would see him soon. Indeed, the following month, President Bush, President Salinas, and the Canadian Prime Minister were in San Antonio to sign an important agreement. That was on October 7, and it marked a historic moment. The significance of NAFTA, and its successor, the USMCA, cannot be overstated, especially for Texas. Schwebel pointed out the transformative effect the agreements have had on border communities and beyond. "It's been fantastic. It's been great for Texas and North America, but especially for Texas. Cities like Laredo, border communities, San Antonio, Dallas, and the entire I-35 corridor connecting to the 28 ports along the border have all been significant beneficiaries of this trade. The people's resilience in these communities has allowed commerce to grow, and it's helped these areas prosper." As North America looks to the future, Schwebel remains optimistic about the resilience of trade relationships, even amid potential political changes. When asked about the uncertainty surrounding the next U.S. president and the future of trade with Mexico and Canada, he emphasized that trade ultimately depends on people. "I would like to repeat what one of the U.S. Secretaries of Commerce once said, which I believe still holds today. Governments don't trade, people trade. It's we, the people, who drive trade. We work with governments and policies, adapt, and are resilient. But in the end, the people generate commerce and business. We work with governments to ensure that trade flows safely and securely for the benefit of consumers and all our economies." Schwebel's remarks highlight the strength of the North American economy, which is rooted in the cooperation and hard work of individuals across the continent. As he noted, the collaborative efforts of businesses, governments, and communities ensure the ongoing success of trade across the region. In a touching moment, Schwebel reflected on the responsibility shared by all global citizens. "We have to make this planet a safe, secure place. We all need to work together to create a better world, society, country, and, ultimately, a better way of life. We need to remind ourselves that we have a purpose here. One day, we won't be here anymore, but future generations will, and they need to be committed to keeping it safe. As the ceremony drew to a close, Schwebel took the time to thank those who have supported him throughout his career. I want to thank the Laredo Economic Development Corporation for naming me the trade ambassador. I also want to thank all my friends and colleagues I've worked with throughout my professional career. Trade and transportation have been a significant part of my life. Being from both Laredo and Nuevo Laredo, raised between two countries and cultures, is a unique experience that has shaped me. He ended on an inspiring note, underlining his enduring passion for trade and economic development. It's been a unique and wonderful life, and it will continue to be because I'm not going anywhere, I'm still working and will keep going, no matter what. Gerald Schwebel's recognition as the Pathways Trade Ambassador honors his extensive contributions to trade and economic growth and reminds him of individuals' critical role in shaping international commerce. Schwebel's legacy and vision for a connected, prosperous North America will remain a cornerstone of the region's success as the world evolves. The celebration of NAFTA's 30th anniversary and the ongoing impact of USMCA are testimonies to the resilience and cooperation that define North American trade.